little known facts you didn't know about Michael.
I don't think a black man's getting that gig.
Mr. Frazier.
Kevin Frazier's Entertainment Report is brought to you by 20th Century Fox, inspired by actual events. She was a mother and a teacher who dared to change the future. Academy Award nominee Viola Davis and Won't Back Down in theaters September 28th from our Los Angeles studios every day on The Insider and every Tuesday on the TJMS. Kevin Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. You know, I am a huge Scandal fan. Do you watch
yes.
the Kerry Washington
yes,
show?
Yes, I am a huge Scandal fan.
I do not miss it. She plays Olivia Pope, and this season things are supposed to get steamy. I went to visit Kerry yesterday on the set. It was crazy last season.
Yeah, it was steamy last season.
She's really going to step it up with the president, Grant.
If you hear about charges, she would be the one, man. I'm with you.
I went to visit Kerry yesterday, and she told me a few secrets about the new season. And also, you know, she talked about how Kerry really is a Washington insider. Remember, she spoke at the DNC, and it was great to watch her on that stage. And she visits Congress. She really does know Washington. But we also talked about how different it was going from playing a slave in Django Unchained this summer to playing one of the most powerful people in the world. I want you to listen to Kerry.
On really tough days, Jamie Foxx would actually say, "How you doing, Olivia?" to kind of remind me that that part of the story is the beginning, but that we go on to have limitless possibilities in our African-American experience, you know?
Yes, so, right.
I thought it was really cool because she said, you know, it was
you
tough.
Were just watching her. You
yeah,
weren't. You,
yeah, well,
what?
I'm sorry. What?
Huh?
I don't know what she said.
I love Kevin. I'll be honest. I love Karen. I love her. And it's funny. You sit there and you look and you're like,
I know.
You're fine
what
and you're
she
smart.
Say?
Oh, my God. You're right.
I remember the first
she
time
just
I
like walking around.
The first time I met her, my mouth was wide open.
And I just your mouth?
And I couldn't help myself. And I had to apologize to her because I was looking at her like, you know,
yeah.
And I said,
is she married, Sybil? She
no,
married?
No, she's not.
No, she's single.
I mean,
she's
I know
single.
Chance in hell. I know, not a chance in hell. Just like to know.
She has been engaged, but she's not married, right?
Somebody yeah. left
right.
that.
Right, exactly. She was engaged, and she broke off the engagement. And
some fool messed that up. Oh, my God.
He messed it up. I don't understand it. Yeah. I don't understand it.
You don't understand it.
The new season of Scandal kicks off Thursday at 10 o'clock on ABC.
I'm
Make
so
sure
bad,
you check
man.
It out.
Yeah.
All right, now the other thing we got to talk about. Everybody saw Usher on Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his relationship and his life. Well, you knew it wasn't going to be long before Tamika answered. And Tamika now is going on Entertainment Tonight. It's our sister show. And she sat down with Nancy O'Dell to talk about one of the things, Usher's cheating and actually sleeping with one of her bridesmaids. I want you to listen to this.
He admitted to sleeping with one of the two. It was a very disappointing revelation. You know, I had suspected it for some time. And you have to understand, this is like family to us. This is someone that was there when, you know, my children were born. She took me to the hospital when I was in labor with one of them.
Was it Usher's fault or the bridesmaid's fault?
They're both at fault.
Look, if you got something bridesmaid, you got that in any group. You're going to have...
That doesn't make it right, does it?
No, it doesn't make it right, but, you know...
But no
life bridesmaids. Okay, Usher
you know,
was married and messing with the bridesmaid, but what about the bridesmaids?
Ladies, say, I'm in a purple dress. I got to get something out of this.
You know, it's one of those divorces where it turned ugly, mm-hmm. then they had the custody battle, and now, you know, she feels like she has to come back and say some things to level the playing field. And so it's a very interesting conversation with Nancy because she throws a few things out there that, you know, make you bat your eye. And at the same time, you also kind of say, y'all need to stop.
Move
yeah.
on.
Move really on.
Just stop. Let's move on.
Yeah. Move on.
Let's just go on.
I like that interview, you know? The Oprah interview with Usher and his mom. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great interview.
I loved it. It was. And by the way, let's just watch Kerry Washington.
Can I have that clip?
Ooh.
Can I have that clip you just did? Could you send me that? I'd like to have that. Man.
I can send you another one. I can send you. I can send you. I save them.
What did she
She's
say, gentlemen? What did she say?
I have no idea what she said.
All right, here's what she said.
Uh-huh.
On really tough days, Jamie Foxx would actually say, "How you doing, Olivia?" to kind of remind me that that part of the story is the beginning, but that we go on to have limitless possibilities in our African-American experience, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, don't you just sound sexy?
Man,
don't you sound sexy?
What'd she say?
Oh, she sounds sexy.
Sybil, what did she say?
That's what I've been asking you for the last 5 minutes.
You can play that all day, man.